From VOA Learning English, this is the health report. To prove that there is a celebration for just about everything, October 1st officially marked National Kale Day in the United States. That's right, National Kale Day. The big day of national celebration may have passed, but that does not mean you should not eat kale. First, what exactly is kale? Kale is in the same family as broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage. For people in Russia, kale is kapusta. In Italy, it is called cavolo. Hindi speakers call it gobi. Or if you speak Japanese, the name is keru. Different areas may have different names for kale, but it is a super healthy food, whatever you call it. In fact, in the United States, many people are calling it a superfood. That does not mean it can fly over tall buildings like Superman and rescue people. Well, actually, maybe it does. It does keep people healthy and keeps them safe from sickness. Kale is filled with healthy nutrients. It provides 1,000% of the daily recommended allowance for vitamin K. In other words, by eating kale, you more than meet the nutrition requirements set by United States health officials. Kale also has nearly 100% of the daily suggested intake of both vitamin A and C. That information comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Kale also has folate, a B vitamin that is important for brain development. It also has many other essential vitamins and minerals. Kale is good for your heart and may help fight against some kinds of cancer. So kale is good for us. It also tastes great, and there are many ways to cook it. The vegetable kale can be tough or hard, but it keeps more nutrients if you don't cook it too much. Here is a trick. Simply rub or massage the kale leaves with olive oil and seasonings.